I'm Chris Stefanik here with Pat Lencioni, and here's your 3-minute reset. You know, I recently learned that the word crisis in Chinese, in the Chinese characters, is a combination of the words danger and opportunity. How cool is that? You know, so often we find ourselves in times of crisis, in the home, in our personal lives, in our business. And we take that as a sign that that storm that we're in the midst of means that God isn't with us. It's exactly the opposite. You know, scripture tells us the stories of Jesus walking on the water. When you're in a storm, that's precisely when you should peer out into that water and expect to see Jesus walking right toward you on the waves. This is your chance to rise up to something he's calling you to.
And you know, I can't tell you how many people, whether they lead a company or a family or just people in their lives, will look back and they'll say, you know, it was that crisis that brought about the very best thing that ever happened. My wife years ago got laid off from a job and it wasn't fair and she was sick. When she got better, she chose to do something different. And she looked back and said, if I had not gotten laid off, if I had not been in a crisis in that moment, I would have never seen what God had for me. And yet so often we think, well, I hope that's the last one in my life. I know every time I get through a crisis, I think, God, would it be okay if that would be the last one you had for me? And yet he would say no, because you don't know what I have in store for you through that. Mm-hmm. You know, I also heard somebody say recently, I wish I could remember who, they said that the cross we carry is actually a veiled throne. Hmm. That the cross is really a throne, but it's covered with a veil. We just can't see it. And when we see that in life, when we go through life and we go, this crisis I'm in, Lord, I know you have something for me in it. It changes everything about how we see that crisis and see ourselves in that moment. We just need to remember that.
Hmm. When we face it with that faith, it doesn't take away the pain. It actually gives you the capacity to face the pain in a healthy way without trying to medicate it. And it gives you that spirit that we see throughout scripture that all the heroes of faith had, that they walked through the crises in their lives, not with the spirit of a victim who was beat down, but a victor who knew that he was walking in a plan of God.
And we're here talking on this podcast, but everyone listening to this has recently gone through, is currently going through, or is about to go through a crisis of some kind. And that's hard to understand that. But what we need to know is that despair and pain are not the same things. We have to feel our pain and say, yes, Lord, I am suffering right now, but I am not without hope. And that is the difference between a crisis being something that hurts us and brings us down versus something that reshapes us and brings us closer to God. So let's pray.
Prayer, Pat. Yeah.
God, help us to know that in the midst of the storm that you are with us. Just that, Lord, help us to know that you are always with us and something good will come of this. Help us to trust you in those moments today and forever. Amen.
Amen.